Local immigration attorneys say undocumented immigrant families in Northeast Ohio are increasingly skittish as they prepare for routine appointments with federal immigration officials. They're concerned that the policies that have allowed them to remain in the U.S. are abruptly changing. And one Akron family found out last week there's reason for such fears.
We shall be true to you.
Even people in Akron who don't know Laura Valbuena likely know her face. It's on billboards in the city and Facebook pages proclaiming, "I am Hoban." But the 16-year-old sophomore no longer is at Archbishop Hoban High School. Her family abruptly left the country last week, heading to Colombia, a country she hasn't seen since she was four. Technically, it wasn't a deportation. It's what they call a voluntary departure. But it was clearly not by choice. Laura's father, Leonardo, was wearing an ankle monitor. It was part of a deal with immigration officials, giving him a few weeks to gather his family and belongings and say goodbye to the Akron community. The other part of the deal was that the Catholic social justice advocates who had been working with the Valbuenas provide proof that they had bought the family's airline tickets out.
All my life in 1 second collapsed.
That's from an amateur video made by those advocates before the Valbuenas left. Laura's parents sit on their couch, surrounded by boxes being hastily packed with what the family has accumulated over 11 years in Akron. A painting of Jesus Christ hasn't been packed yet. It sits on the shelf above them. Leonardo Valbuena apologizes for his English, but it's not the only reason he struggles to explain what happened January 23rd, the day he made his last regular visit to the federal building in Cleveland to renew his work papers. According to the Migration Policy Institute, nearly half of the estimated 11 million people who are in this country illegally arrive with valid visas and overstay. The Valbuenas were among them. They arrived from Colombia with temporary visitor's visas that were apparently never replaced with official asylum status. But Leonardo Valbuena met regularly with immigration officials, and he says he always abided by the rules involving work and taxes.
All these years I am working legally, pay my taxes, pay my bills and everything.
There is no record of a recent criminal arrest that would have clearly affected his status. But instead of renewing his work permit, Valbuena says immigration officials informed him he was under arrest and would be deported in as little as a day. He says he was handcuffed, later belly chained, and transported about 100 miles west to the Seneca County Jail, one of four main holding areas for immigration enforcement in Ohio. Before he left, he pleaded with immigration officials that he had children in school, that his boss expected him back at work, that his wife, who does not drive, had accompanied him to Cleveland. He spoke with her through glass and told her to call a nun who had helped the family. A few days later, he was allowed to come home to prepare his family to leave the country. Federal officials don't discuss details of specific cases, and they referred policy questions to the new rules adopted under President Donald Trump's executive order and the subsequent Homeland Security directives. Trump highlighted his immigration order in his first address to Congress last week.
By finally enforcing our immigration laws, we will raise wages, help the unemployed, save billions and billions of dollars, and make our communities safer for everyone.
The order expands the priorities for deportation by the Obama administration to include anyone who may have committed a criminal offense, convicted or not, including immigration offenses. The order became official days after Leonardo Valbuena was detained. The Valbuena family situation has been a social media cause in Akron for the last week, and it was highlighted in a debate over sanctuary cities and states at last week's Akron City Council meeting. The family has not responded to requests for more information since they returned to Colombia. Greg Milo, a former Hoban teacher, keeps in touch with Laura and says the family doesn't want to stir up more attention. But whatever the details of their life now, he says Akron will miss Laura Valbuena. She was a regular with Project Hope, a group of Hoban students who joined him Wednesday nights to distribute food throughout the city to homeless people. He says it's not an activity all students embrace, especially on freezing winter nights.
But she was very willing to do that and very interested in that, and she very much enjoyed bringing joy and humanity to those spaces.
So he says it was natural that he raced up to Hopkins when he got word on Facebook that the family was leaving. He found her there with her family, their dog, and carrying a baby doll she'd brought with her to the United States. While he was there, someone took a picture of him with Laura, her with the same wide smile that appears on the Hoban billboards.
I don't know where that came from, so she's putting up a good front because that you know, tears were flowing right before that. So luckily for me, I have the image of the big smile.
What's unclear is how often similar pictures will be taken with other Northeast Ohio families in the coming years. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.